And we're back with more of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Coming up in just a few minutes, Elwin Taylor will be along, climatologist and meteorologist at Iowa State University, to tell us, well, how our crops are faring under these drenching rains that we've been having and how we're likely to fare on the coming holiday weekend weather-wise as well. Before that, we want to check in with Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Ben.
Iowa legislators, of course, adjourning a number of days ago, loose ends being tied up in the Capitol where you are, and new laws going into effect tomorrow, July 1st. Let's try to see some of these of interest to listeners. I see on my list something to do with that has to do with the beer boom that Iowa and other states have been experiencing. Tell us about that one.
Well, we've all learned a new word. Growler. I guess we shouldn't all say that. People of my generation maybe are learning a new word.
I learned it several years ago. But be that as it may, Joyce Russell, what's the new growler bill about?
Okay, this is about creating an expanded market for Iowa's growing craft beer industry. And starting tomorrow, I think there are going to be one or two retail establishments that will actually be ready to go tomorrow. And not all retail establishments will do this because it's going to be some expense involved. Mm-hmm. But essentially, they can buy kegs from distributors and then sell it in small quantities, 72-ounce quantities, where you bring in your container.
And your growler, Joyce.
You bring in your growler and fill it up. And then it's sealed, so that will take care of open container laws. And then you're on your way. So I think that the craft beer industry is the main target for helping here, but it will include anyone with a Class C alcohol permit. And that's, you know, convenience stores, grocery stores, and such to distribute beer in this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a bill that passed having to do with psychiatric bed tracking. What will that bill do now, law?
Well, we reported on that this year, and there were really interesting and impassioned arguments for this by county sheriffs and others around the state. There's a shortage of psychiatric beds for, you know, crisis situations, and not a good way to know where an available bed is. So you have stories of law enforcement getting on the phone, calling here and there and there, where's an open bed, and then driving halfway across the state in order to find an available bed for a patient. Well, the Department of Human Services, this law goes into effect tomorrow, but I'm told that the Department of Human Services is already well on its way to putting in place this tracking system. Mm-hmm. So that they're training people to use it, and they're going to be testing it starting in mid-July. But this will enable a healthcare professional or a law enforcement professional to find out where there's an empty bed and hopefully alleviate some of these problems.
Right. Sheriffs in the state lobbying hard for that, and we've had sheriffs with their opinions on this program talking about the difficulty that you just described. Hopefully the bill will remedy some of that. Let's see. A bill that did not get passed that I know we talked about on River to River had to do with animal waste. What was that about?
Well, there was a sort of a package of bills. There are a couple of members in the House who are hog producers themselves, mm-hmm. and very knowledgeable about the issues. And there was a package of bills that they were promoting, but they ran into quite a bit of opposition. The only one that got approved was when they haul waste manure away from a plant, and then they have to go clean the truck. Currently, that's governed under industrial waste rules. So you have to take care about polluting water nearby, all the things that industrial waste requires. And the hog industry argued that that's more extensive and stringent than it needs to be. And so this bill that did pass would create a new they would not be treated that way, but they would be treated as manure instead of industrial wastewater. So that one did pass, but there were several that, you know, critics of the large animal confinement operations fought these, and in fact they didn't get very far. One of them would have, you know, hog producers have to file manure management plans in their county. And one of these, and there have been complaints that this is just an overload of paper, really hard to manage. And so this bill would have let them file those or store those somewhere out of the county. Well, critics of that argue that would just make it harder for critics of these hog operations to be able to read these manure management plans. Also, the hog industry wanted, when there's a violation of their manure management plan, they wanted to be able to have the DNR make a distinction between whether this was a violation that was on purpose or was an accident. And critics said, well, it shouldn't really matter. It's a violation. And so anyway, that one didn't pass either.
Here's a new law that people who are attracted to those advertisements for free trial offers should be aware of, having to do with consumer fraud.
Right. This bill has to do with what they call buy-in club memberships. And actually, in the end, this bill does very little to change Iowa law, but the folks at the Consumer Protection Bureau at the Attorney General's office said this was a success for them because they succeeded in not gutting Iowa's law. I guess we have a pretty good consumer protection law in this area, and Amazon had offered a bill, or supporters of Amazon offered a bill that would have really scaled that back. Some people say even gutted Iowa's buy-in club membership consumer protection laws. So the consumer protection folks from the AG's office were in evidence at the Capitol fighting this. And in the end, they were able to essentially preserve Iowa's law. It makes a few changes to accommodate Amazon to some degree, but essentially they won the battle to keep the current law in place.
And the current law outlining when you can say this is a free trial offer.
Yeah, and other protections like making it very clear that this is going to show up on your credit card unless you cancel this offer, that kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of it, I've been in that situation.
Sure.
And the Attorney General's office says they've really used that law extensively. And so they're really happy they'll still have the law in place.
School start date was a big issue in this past legislative session. Where did we end up?
Well, that law is actually went into effect on April 10th, and it will set August 23rd as the date. You can't start your school year any earlier than the week in which August 23rd occurs. And so schools are, you know, right away when that law was passed, they started making plans for the upcoming school year. And I think the people that are going to be eventually, you know, schools will adjust and people will adjust to these new schedules. But I've heard complaints from people who have young children in daycare in the summer. And they, you know, put their kids in daycare according to their old school schedule. They're going to have to keep their kids in daycare based on the new school schedule. So they're actually going to have a bigger daycare bill for this summer alone. So that's one of the maybe probably unintended consequences of this.
Joyce, I wonder very quickly before we have to go, could you tell us about a new law concerning the Iowa Reading Corps?
Yeah, that's a program that it's already in place. It's an AmeriCorps volunteer program, and they go into the schools and help kids with reading problems. And the impetus for this is that in a few years, an Iowa law is going to go into effect that if a child is not reading by the time they're in third grade, that they will either be held back or they'll be required to undergo intensive reading instruction for that summer. So anyway, this program is already in place. This bill will expand it. It will also kind of line it up with the Department of Education, so there's some maybe keener oversight from the state. The governor asked for $1 million. He didn't get it. but they're still, they got through United Way got some money, so they are going to be able to expand that program.
Okay, Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent, catching us up on some of the new laws going to take effect tomorrow, July 1st. Joyce Russell, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.